Long live our great Caesar, and long be his reign, who justice and mercy so well does maintain, before whose stern anger the rebels do fly, yet find him relenting when mercy they cry. He, like his Creator, does pity their state, and in hopes of amendment reverses their fate. Spares those would unking him, and favor extends to the stubbornest rebel when humbly he bends. His eyes have compassion in war and in peace, and delights not in blood on the land nor the seas, but in its mid-volley his thunder he stays, and thinks it enough to be crowned with fresh bays. The proud he does humble, the humble he spares, as too low for his anger, though not for his cares. A royal compassion and bounty does reign in the breast of our monarch, who ne'er did design to look down on the wretched and yield them relief, to condole their misfortune and banish their grief. He glories in mildness and studies to be above Rome's first Caesar in his clemency. The fierce banded parties could never remove from those that are loyal his favor and love. He weathered the tempest with such a brave mind that he rightly is styled the supreme of mankind. Majesty ever triumphed on his brow, and in him the genius of all nations bow. High arbiter ever of peace and of war, whom Christians admire and heathens adore. From India to Fez the proud monarchs think fit, though barbarous, with him by embassy to treat. The late shaken empire, sweet Dane, Dutch, and Spain, his mediation were forced to obtain. As a prince in whose breast both trouble and peace, the fates of the nation do daily take place, who with virtue o'ercomes more than by the sword, and calms the wild tempest of war with his word. Who makes his worst foes with remorse to confess that heaven in him does our nation most bless, that in him we are happy and not can wish more, unless be that God would his grace on us shower, to be thankful for blessings above our desert, even such as command in us a loyal heart. The pattern of heaven in him good men find, so gracious, so just, and so affable kind, that his majesty, shrouded his pitying eye, regards the distressed and shuns not their cry, but relief he does tender unto the oppressed, and suffers them not to depart unredressed. Then who but the worst of mankind can offend against innate goodness that still does extend, like to kind providence in such a care, that his friends and his foes of his bounty take share? Let faction and tumult forever then cease, and blush to offend such a monarch as this.